Defending the truth of the gospel because truth matters. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host for the Bible Answer Man is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. To join us on air to ask Hank a question, call 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. And now, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Yesterday, of course, was one of the great days in our calendar, Father's Day, and a reminder that as fathers, we have been commissioned to make a difference in the lives of our children. I got so many letters from my kids this past weekend. I wanted to share just one or two with you as evidence of the importance of a father in the life of a child. From my son, Hank, I just wanted to write you this letter to tell you how much I love and appreciate you. You're my hero, my friend, and most of all, my father. I try every day to make you proud and to be an example not only of you, but also of God. I try to be that example because you have been such an amazing example to me. I'm trying to achieve all my dreams in life, but none of them would ever be possible without your love and support. I love you, Dad. From my daughter, Christina. Hey, Dad, you are so absolutely amazing and awesome. I love you so much. You impact so many people for Christ that it is absolutely crazy. I'm proud to call you my father. You provide so much and expect so little. You are truly amazing. Remember always to stand for truth, no matter what the cost, to stand for what is right and true. For if you do, God will surely have jewels in a crown for you. Do not be mistaken by riches, because in the end they will fade away. Be true like the lilies of the field, and you can be sure that God will be your shield. Trust like so many before, and make sure God is at the fore. She also made an acronym out of my name and wrote much more in this letter, but I think the example of these letters point ultimately to God. God, our Heavenly Father, and how we should live with eternity in mind, to stand for truth no matter what the cost. And that, of course, is the theme and the intent of the Christian Research Institute. We do what we do because truth matters. And that is precisely why we want you to be so familiar with essential Christian doctrine that when a counterfeit looms on the horizon, you will know it instantaneously. And of course, these are the very doctrines that form the line of demarcation between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults. We can debate non-essential issues without dividing over them. But when it comes to essential Christian doctrine, there must be unity. Hence the maxim, in essentials, unity, non-essentials, liberty, and in all things, charity. All other religions compromise, confuse, or contradict essential Christian doctrine. Muslims, for example, dogmatically denounce the doctrine of Christ's unique deity as the unforgivable sin of shirk. They readily affirm the sinlessness of Christ, but they adamantly deny his sacrifice upon the cross and his subsequent resurrection as the only hope of salvation. I'm so passionate about inscribing the essentials of the historic Christian faith on the tablet of your heart that I've organized them around the acronym DOCTRINE. It is my prayer that you will become so familiar with essential Christian doctrine that you can know what you believe, why you believe, and who you believe, and what you have given your life to. Again, I am so passionate about this that I've developed essential Christian doctrine into an acronym, and developed it into a 4x6 laminated flip chart. So you can have at your disposal, in your hand, in your pocket, or your purse, a memorable guide to the doctrines that form the line of demarcation between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults, so that you can master the main and plain things of historic Christianity in minutes and then remember them for a lifetime. The flip chart, available for your gift to the ministry right now when you call us at 888-7000-CRI. You can also order a copy of Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine on the World Wide Web at equip.org, and when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Let's go right to the phone lines. By the way, your call during the broadcast, when you dial 888, ask Hank. First up, Ruth, listening on the web, San Antonio, Texas. Hi, Ruth.
Hello, Hank. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
My question has to do with an author, Daniel Lalonde, and he's the author of The Lion's Promise. And I just came across it while I was on the internet looking up some information on Erwin Lutzer and Chuck Swindoll. And it's just, he had, evidently Daniel was saying that these two gentlemen are preaching a false doctrine. I guess kind of in line with easy believism. And I do listen to Chuck Swindoll and Erwin Lutzer a lot. And I just wanted to know, are they preaching false doctrine as opposed like someone like R.C. Sproul, who teaches, you know, like election and predestination?
Yeah. Well, first of all, they are not preaching a false gospel. And to say that they are preaching a false gospel is to bear false witness against two men of God. So it is an abomination to do what they have done in this book through publishing Lalonde's lying prophet promise and distorting the teachings of people that God has raised up to communicate the truth of his word. There's absolutely no merit to what he is saying. Look, there are secondary issues that we can divide or debate vigorously and not divide over. With essential Christian doctrine, as I said in the opening, these are the very doctrines for which the martyrs shed their blood. And I can tell you without any equivocation that Charles Swindoll, Tony Evans, and Erwin Lutzer do not compromise essential Christian doctrine. They have spent their lives defending essential Christian doctrine.
Now, how does their doctrine differ from that, like of John Piper or R.C. Sproul, as far as and John MacArthur, who seems, I don't want to use the word hard, it just seems like there's a very few that will make it into heaven based on if you listen to like R.C. Sproul and them saying that, you know, if you're not elected, that's pretty much it. And sometimes I think maybe that's why I have such a difficult time believing I'm even saved, because maybe it's because I'm not of the elect.
Okay, well, you're asking a different question here. The first issue here is that these men do not differ when it comes to essential Christian doctrine. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the very doctrines that form the line of demarcation between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults, they stand shoulder to shoulder with one another when it comes to essential Christian doctrine. There are secondary issues that they may debate vigorously. In saying secondary issues, I'm not saying that they are unimportant issues, but they are not deal breakers. In other words, R.C. Sproul does not deny that any one of these other men are believers, nor do these other men deny that R.C. Sproul is a believer. They can debate secondary issues vigorously without dividing over them. Now, the whole issue of Calvinism and non-Calvinism is a vigorous debate. In fact, if you want to look at that debate in print, we have a great example in the Christian Research Journal. You can take two very good minds on opposite sides of this particular debate, and you can take what they say, test it in light of Scripture, and hold fast to that which is good. As far as your own salvation is concerned, the simple question is this. Do you believe that you are a sinner? Do you believe that you have repented from your sin and received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of your life? If you do, then Jesus Christ has become your Savior and Lord, and the very one who saved you is working redemptively within you to transform you to the image of Christ.
Now, how do you, I guess it comes back to like, because I've been trying to learn so much, I read repentance is different things, so how do you know if you've truly repented, like if there's still some sins you struggle with, or like for me, I'm divorced, then, you know, should I go back to my ex-husband, though, in order for me to have truly repented to be saved?
Well, here's the issue, and this is one of the issues, unfortunately, that is distorted in this book that you mention. The issue is that we are yet sinners. If you look at Paul, he says this. This is our exemplar in many ways. He wrote two-thirds of New Testament epistles. He says, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. Now, this is not a statement on the part of the Apostle Paul that is meant to escape moral responsibility, but it's a statement regarding the powerful lure of sin. So here you have the holiest man who comes in contact with the holiness of God and recognizes his utter sinfulness in contrast to the utter holiness of God. And I think that's the same condition with each one of us. The more we recognize how truly righteous and holy God is, the more we come in contact with the effulgence of the Son, the more we realize our own sinfulness.
So that being, recognizing that if we are that sinful, then does God grant us the ability to repent and believe if we ask Him to, or is that something that we have to do on our own?
Well, when you repent, what that means is you have made a U-turn on the road of life, and you are saying, I'm no longer willing to live by the dictates of my own will. I am willing to turn and follow Jesus Christ. He is my Lord and Savior. So He is the one who gives my life the meaning, purpose, and fulfillment, the direction that my life is designed to have. Now, we're going to fall and fail continually, but the operative word is willing. Are we willing for Jesus Christ to be Savior and Lord? If we are, He grants us salvation not because we're perfect, but because we've recognized that we are sinners, we've repented of our sin. Again, that's a willingness to turn. It doesn't mean that suddenly you become pure and holy and righteous. I mean, if Lalonde is the standard, we're all in trouble.
Okay.
We're all going to fail and fall. The standard is Jesus Christ. We all fall short of that. Jesus made it very clear that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Which is to say that if we are depending on our own holiness and righteousness, we are depending on a standard that we are impotent to fulfill, because that standard does not meet God's standard.
Thank you so much, Hank.
Just trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. He is yours. You are His. He is changing you from the inside out. So even your growth and sanctification is a gift from God.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for your call. And unfortunately, we have people who are causing division in a divisive fashion. We never want to do that. In essentials, unity, non-essentials, liberty, in all things, charity. And let me emphasize once again that Charles Swindoll, Erwin Lutzer, and Tony Evans are Orthodox evangelical leaders who have an Orthodox message and are living a godly life, an exemplary life, which is an example to us all. And so it is a sad day when their names and their reputations are impugned in this way. We're coming to a station break. We'll be right back with more of your calls and questions on the other side of the break, so please don't touch this dial.
June 30th marks the end of our fiscal year. As you hear on the Bible Answer Man, there is no shortage of spiritual hunger that people have. Lives are being changed. Hank takes calls regularly from people who've been deceived by counterfeit religions or cults. Others simply don't know how to read the Bible for all it's worth. If Christians are not equipped to communicate what they believe and why, then the historic Christian faith will be ever more marginalized in our culture. So help us finish our fiscal year strong. Please pray for us, and as the Lord leads, contact us with your generous financial support. Call our toll-free number at 888-7000-CRI. You can also donate online at www.equip.org. And thank you in advance for your help. We'll be back with more of the Bible Answer Man very shortly, so stay with us.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Avatar, the special effects extravaganza movie by James Cameron, has just recently become the number one box office blockbuster of all time. Clearly, this historic movie is resonating with tens of millions of people around the planet. However, it is not merely special effects entertainment. It is cult-like in its effect. In this issue, we examine the impact pagan worldviews such as the one portrayed in Avatar are having not only on our culture, but the entire world. You'll also find insightful articles on the attempt to explain faith and morality using neuroscience, animists viewed as model environmentalists, and much more.
Call CRI and start your subscription today. 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
As summer fast approaches, the clock is ticking on our fiscal year, which ends June 30th. With just a few weeks remaining in our fiscal year, we need to finish our year on budget. No other live daily broadcast proclaims truth, corrects error, and tackles the hottest Bible questions on a daily basis like the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So if this outreach is important to you, or you have been equipped and edified by the daily teaching of the Bible Answer Man, we need your financial assistance so that we can finish our fiscal year on target. It's easy to get in touch with CRI. Simply call our toll-free number. It's 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also donate online at equip.org. and thank you in advance for your prayerful, generous support. Appreciate Hank Hanegraaff's passion for the Word of God, then you need the Legacy Study Bible, which is designed to help you leave your legacy as you journey through the pages of Scripture. Hank's love of Scripture has also led him to produce Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, a book that deals with the aberrations so prevalent in today's churches and equips you to be able to discern truth from error. Hank would like to personalize a copy of the Legacy Study Bible, or for a limited time, a special numbered leather-bound edition of Christianity in Crisis 21st Century for your generous gift of $250. To receive a personalized copy of the Legacy Study Bible or the limited leather edition Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or go to our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. And now let's get back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and let's get right back to your phone calls. Let's go next to Terry, listening in West Hollywood, California. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Hank. My question is, I'm a struggling Christian. Actually, I've been struggling for a long time. My thing is, in the Bible, God and Jesus basically made themselves known to human beings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might have had scripture there, but still God made himself real to people that were following him. The thing I'm struggling with is it's starting to feel like to me that my living for God, basically God's not going to in any way, shape, or form be real to me until basically I die and get to heaven. What, if anything, could someone that's struggling like me, if anything, do to maybe know how real God is or that he's there or whatever?
Sure. Well, Terry, you start with the presupposition that God spoke and the universe leapt into existence, which is to say that nothing could not have created everything. Every effect has to have a cause equal to or greater than itself. So when you look at the universe had to have a universe maker. So God is there. God not only has given evidence that he is there in the universe that surrounds us, but also has given evidence that he is there on the tablet of our own consciousness. In other words, he has written a knowledge of himself on the tablet of our heart. God has also revealed himself in his word. So he's written 66 love letters etched in heavenly handwriting. Now, if you want to have an intimate relationship with God, it only comes through dedication and discipline. If I want to have an intimate relationship with my wife, it takes more than saying goodbye when I leave in the morning and hello when I come back at night. I have to spend time. I have to invest time in my wife. I have to cultivate and nurture that relationship, though we are married. And the same thing is true in our relationship with God. You have to nurture that relationship by spending time in the Word of God. You have to nurture that relationship by spending time alone in a secret place, which is to say, withdraw to lonely places as the Lord did and meet with your Maker. Spend time with your Maker. You also develop intimacy with God by developing intimacy with other believers, because other believers constitute what is known as the body of Christ. When you do that, your richness of relationship will be greatly enhanced. To the extent that you don't do that, your relationship will start to ebb and die. Not in the sense of losing union with God, but certainly in the sense of losing communion with God. So it's critical that you nurture the relationship, otherwise the embers of that relationship will begin to die out.
Okay.
There are no magic bullets in this particular case. I find this all the time. I talked about my kids. I have a big family. And I have to consciously spend time with every one of the children. And to the extent that I don't, I can see that while they love me dearly and I love them dearly, the relationship is hampered. You've got to invest that time in the lives of your family members, and likewise invest that time in your life with the Lord.
The first year when I found the Lord, I went to a pretty biblical church, and that was fine. And then I met someone, and for the next 2 years ended up in a word faith theology kind of church.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was a disaster spiritually from that point on. I mean, it really messed me up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, all these years that I've been extremely having problems up and down, stuff like that. I mean, I've always loved God in my heart. And anytime I sinned, I always said, God, forgive me. But it just kind of, my life spiritually has kind of been on a downward spiral.
Sure. Well, you know, if you're not in a healthy, well-balanced church, Terry, that's what's going to happen. If you're in a Word of Faith church, God is not going to be.
I was, but not anymore.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that you have correctly identified why the embers go out. Because in a Word of Faith church, God is a means to your end. He's not the end. And you come to the Master's table not because you have intimacy and love for the Master, but because you love what the Master might be able to give to you. That's not a relationship.
That's the problem. I can't get rid of it. It's like been brainwashed in me. It's like I've tried everything, studying everything I could by like Wayne Grudem and other people, but I can still tell that a lot of that junk is still in me that I can't get rid of.
You can get rid of it. I mean, it is not an overnight process, but the way you get rid of it is you saturate your mind with truth. That's the antidote to the counterfeit.
Okay.
And you know, James tells us, come near to God, and he will come near to you. If you look at James 4:8, you have to invest yourself in the things that bring nearness to God. And when you do, God will be near to you. Again, think of earthly relationships, and they are a pale reflection of our heaven relationship. The heavenly relationship is enhanced as the result of the investment of quality time. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, but if God's there, I mean, doesn't he? I mean, he knows my heart if he really is there and everything. I mean, he can see everything I've been through, and even a lot of it was beyond my control. You know, so it's like so many times through these years that my relationship's been going down with him. I've still been in his word. I've still been hours praying to him constantly. And all I ever ask God basically through all this time is, just let me know you're there.
You're asking him for something that he's already done. And you're also asking for something that he's already provided. In other words, he's already demonstrated that he is here. He's also demonstrated that you can draw near to him through spiritual disciplines. You know, your wife can see everything that you've gone through. She can watch from a distance and see your struggles. But if you do not bring her into intimacy with you, she's going to only be able to communicate from a distance. The intimacy of that relationship is enhanced when you interact. And reading the Bible in prayer is not a one-sided affair. Meditating on the Word of God is the missing link between the intake of Scripture and effective prayer life. Now, even in saying all of that, there are times that I can say to you, Terry, that I feel very much like what you have communicated. So you're not alone. There are times where you wonder, where is that intimacy? And times where you wonder, how could I have wondered about the intimacy? I mean, that's the human condition, because feelings ebb and flow.
Okay.
But the relationship never changes as long as you are willing to invest quality time. Again, going back to earthly relationships, there are times, if you're married, that you wonder, why in the world did I ever get married in the first place? And there are times that you will think, how could that thought have entered my mind? Because feelings are notoriously unreliable. They're up and down and all over the place. But God's commitment to you is...
I just have assumed I'm a person, a believer, that God does let people know he's there at times.
Well, he does let you know that he's there at times, but you've got to be able to see the fingerprints of God. And oftentimes, I see the fingerprints of God not when the fingerprints have made the impression, but sometime on reflection a week later or 2 weeks later or sometimes a year later. But trust me, God is giving you every single breath. And he's using the circumstances of life, including our conversation today, as a way of demonstrating that he loves you and he desires to draw near to you as you draw near to him. James 4:8. Remember that passage.
Okay.
And what I'd like you to do, here's a discipline. You're talking to me about something very intimate. Take the time and memorize Psalm 139. Even if it takes you a year.
Okay.
Memorize it. And once you've memorized it, cogitate on it. It is an absolute promise that there is no place that you can go that God is not already there. Oh, Lord, you have searched me, says David, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me and your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know them full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before even one of them came to be. As you go through that psalm, as you imprint that on the canvas of your consciousness, you will have an ever-ready reminder that God will not hide himself from those who seek him. God bless you, Terry. Memorize Psalm 139. Everybody listening in that struggles with intimacy with God, memorize Psalm 139. Set attainable goals. Say that you'll memorize a verse or two a month, but work your way through Psalm 139. It'll be the balm of Gilead in your life. We'll be right back with more of your calls when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. Be back in a moment.
To defend your faith with passion and precision, you need to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Avatar, the special effects extravaganza movie by James Cameron, has just recently become the number one box office blockbuster of all time. Clearly, this historic movie is resonating with tens of millions of people around the planet. However, it is not merely special effects entertainment. It is cult-like in its effect. In this issue, we examine the impact pagan worldviews, such as the one portrayed in Avatar, are having not only on our culture, but the entire world. To subscribe now, go to www.equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI. Don't wait. Start your subscription today.
Don't go away. The Bible Answer Man broadcast returns in just a moment. It's the 21st century, and Christianity is still in crisis.
I have equality with God.
Whatever is done on earth, a human must give God permission to do it.
Some of you better go down to that Lexus Mercedes dealership and just sit down in one of those things with that leather all over it.
Poor folks, get ready to come out of poverty.
Yes.
And when you call in and make that faith promise of $3,000.
Millions are deceived by false teachings and fallacious hopes. But there is tremendous news. Order Hank Hanegraaff's Christianity in Crisis 21st Century and become equipped to reach those lost in this generation of superstar faith teachers. To order Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the limited leather edition.
Investors are concerned that there's more bad news.
Calling for an end to U.S. military operations.
The world is glued to the news headlines, anxiously awaiting what the future holds. So it's up to believers in Christ to be prepared to give well-reasoned answers about what lies ahead, based on sound Bible doctrine. That's why The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff is such a vital resource for your library. It covers today's most asked prophecy questions and reveals why answering them correctly matters so much in today's world. The Apocalypse Code will resolve many questions regarding the mysteries of the end times and help you give an informed answer for the hope that is in you. All you really need to know about understanding Revelation is what the rest of the Bible says. So order your copy of The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff. To order, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or look online at equip.org.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Talk to Joe in Columbia, Missouri. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y. Or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith. It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org. As summer fast approaches, the clock is ticking on our fiscal year, which ends June 30th. With just a few weeks remaining in our fiscal year, we need to finish our year on budget. So if this outreach is important to you, or you have been equipped and edified by the daily teaching of the Bible Answer Man, we need your financial assistance so that we can finish our fiscal year on target. It's easy to get in touch with CRI. Simply call our toll-free number. It's 888-7000-CRI. We're also on the internet at www.equip.org. Now let's get back to the Bible Answer Man. Here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And we only have 9 days to the end of our fiscal year, and the vision God has given us would be impossible to accomplish without you. Thousands of like-minded brothers and sisters in Christ are needed to rescue the perishing and equip the saints to do the work of ministry. If Christians are not equipped to communicate what they believe and why they believe, then seekers are going to stumble and skeptics will be strengthened in their skepticism. And if we don't equip our fellow believers with truth, then the historic Christian faith, the very faith for which the martyrs spilled their blood, will be increasingly marginalized. And that's why we ask you to stand with us prayerfully and financially during this time of the year. It's critical that we erase our shortfall in the next 9 days. I need your help. Make the most generous gift you can to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute as a gift, or a way of my saying thank you for your gift to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. I'd love to send you Christianity in Crisis. It's a leather-bound, personalized, limited, numbered edition of Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. For a gift of $250 or more, it's a collector's item. For $100 or more, the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition. Even if you have a copy, you might think of one for a pastor, a family member, a friend. I'll personalize it for you as well. Again, my way of saying thank you for standing with us and for your gift to the ministry. This month, I can also send you The Four Horsemen of a Coming 21st Century Apocalypse. It's a CD message that I did recently, available again for your gift to the ministry. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talk to Richard, listening on Bot Radio in Jefferson City, Missouri. Hi, Richard.
How you doing, Hank?
I'm well, thank you.
That's good. I was reading a magazine from the Philadelphia something. I don't know. I can't get the magazine right now.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Church of God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And was reading in there, reading the article. And then I came up on a piece of it saying it was talking about the previous magazine before that was The Plain Truth, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the guy that wrote that was Herbert W. Armstrong, right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, have you ever read the book that he wrote, Mysteries of the Ages?
I sure have.
Now, what is the problem with that book? Is there a problem with it, or is everything in it legit?
No, it's not legit at all. In fact, he is a false teacher. He's now dead.
Yep.
As was his predecessor, Joseph de Koch.
Yep.
I went to his funeral, by the way, and he started the move out of cultism to Christ. And then his son took over, and under the leadership of Joseph de Koch Jr., the Worldwide Church of God dispensed with legalism. Their triple tithe, Sabbatarianism, their old covenant restrictions on unclean foods, their condemnation of medicine, their heretical views on the nature of God. And they now embrace the Trinity, the gospel of grace versus the gospel of works. And Plain Truth magazine now focuses on essential Christian doctrine rather than end-time speculations. And unfortunately, there are splinter groups, and you've just identified one of them, Gerald Fleury in the Philadelphia Church of God.
Exactly.
And they hold to the false heretical teachings of the founder of the Worldwide Church of God, Herbert W. Armstrong.
Now, that's what alarmed me was I was listening to the show, and they sent me the book, The Mysteries of the Ages.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, once you get about halfway through it, it talks about, I'm not going to go into it, you'll know what I'm talking about. And it starts in on the origins of cities,
mm-hmm.
you know, and get to that part. But the part that really, you know, I'll just say that I'm African American, so you know what part hit me,
mm-hmm.
you know, pretty hard, which I didn't really understand. That's why Don me to call you to see what was going on with this, because
yeah.
I stopped reading the book and I didn't think the Philadelphia people were related.
Yeah,
you know, until I was reading and they just sent me a magazine, this month's magazine.
The Trumpet, probably, right?
Yep, exactly. That's the name of it, Trumpet.
Yeah.
I guess it's Philadelphia Trumpet or something like
yeah.
that. But yeah, I wanted to know if I should stop reading that stuff or not, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know what would be helpful to you? Joseph de Koch Jr. wrote a book called Transformed by Truth. He is now the pastor general of what was once the Worldwide Church of God. And I wrote the foreword to it, as a matter of fact. And that book will show you exactly what they once embraced and what was heretical with respect to what they embraced and why they have now come from cultism to Christ.
Okay, so they're okay now, but it's not. Now, is the Fleury guy okay?
No, he's not okay.
Okay, not.
So remember, Joseph de Koch brought the movement from cultism to Christ, but as a result, a lot of splinter groups splintered off on their own and continued teaching Armstrongism.
Okay.
And Gerald Fleury in the Worldwide Church of God is one of those splinter groups.
Okay, what are the other ones?
Well, there are a bunch of other ones,
okay.
But they're all associated with Armstrongism.
Okay, but I guess eventually they will bring his name up.
Oh yeah, because that's what they've done. They've continued to adhere to the teachings of Herbert W. Armstrong.
Okay, but no, I had thought the trumpet was, you know, because I listened to the show once or twice, and you know, and I didn't know until I had got the magazine. I've got one other magazine from them. It didn't, you know, it didn't mention Armstrong in it, but this one did, and that's what alarmed me. I'm saying, oh my God, this is another, you know, another part of that or something, you know, and that's why I wanted to put it down,
yep.
You know, because I do listen to a lot of John MacArthur.
Well, good.
Who I do listen to.
Yeah, you can trust John. But look, they believe in British Israelism, the idea that the 10 tribes of Israel were lost when they were captured by the Assyrians under Sargon, and then they eventually resurfaced in northern Europe as Anglo-Saxons.
Exactly.
And they maintain that Judah represents the Jews who are under a divine curse and should not be identified with Israel and so forth. This is just complete hogwash. And
yeah, I was reading the magazine, and a lot of the Anglo-Saxon word came up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end of the article, that's when they brought in, you know, this magazine is the predecessor, they said, like the predecessor magazine, which was The Plain Truth. And I'm like, I done heard that before.
Yep.
And I kept reading. Then they, you know, then they said the Armstrong name, and I'm like, oh, man, you know.
Yeah, the irony is you get The Plain Truth magazine today, and it's thoroughly orthodox. In fact, I've written a lot of articles for it.
So the Plain Truth magazine is actually good.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yep. See, that's what I'm saying. But see, this this trumpet magazine is still the same thing then, right?
Yeah, it's the Armstrongism. Armstrong, yes, yes.
Okay, see, that's what I was wondering about that. I thought I didn't know about, I they went through all of these court cases and stuff to get this book.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Mysteries of the Ages put out. See, and I was listening to all of that, you know, but I didn't know what was going on today. I was just, you know, they on that program, they just had it, and they were talking about trying to get this book out. So yeah. I, you know, me and trying to be a good Christian and trying to get the truth, I thought, okay, this book might have something in it that I need. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, look, you want to get transformed by truth. Hang on, I can tell you how to get a hold of it.
All right.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Thank you, Richard.
God bless you, too.
I want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Glenn, Salt Lake City, Utah. Hi, Glenn.
Hello, Hank. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
I really appreciate you, first of all, and your love for the Lord and your study of God's Word. That's a given. I just had a comment. I've studied a lot of John MacArthur pretty intently, and I wanted to give a comment, and then I would like to know what your comment is on that. But the bottom line, really, as far as this doctrine of election, is just, you know, have our lives changed? Do we grieve when we sin? Do we, you know, are we driven to the Lord? Do we have, you know, do we have a changed life or not? Do we just want to just kind of have this easy believism and then just go on our merry way about what we do? And to me, you know, I mean, I did a 12 CD on basically the doctrines of grace, and that's what it boiled down to. Has our life changed or has it not? You know, and I think that makes it easier for some folks.
Yep, absolutely. And that's a great point. With birth must come growth.
Yeah.
But remember that we have to set the standard where the standard belongs. The standard is Jesus Christ, and none of us attain to that standard. So we're saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. We are saved unto good works. What we do now counts for all eternity, and we should be changed. We should be obviously connected to Christ. What we do and our worldview should identify us to the world as belonging to Jesus Christ.
Right.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of people who embrace Jesus Christ as an insurance policy.
Right.
And unfortunately, many of them have what is called a said faith rather than a real faith. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely, axiomatically true. And it is disappointing. And oftentimes it is the product of churches that win people by easy believism tactics. It's pray a prayer and you're in. And so people say, why won't I have an insurance policy if it's free anyway? And they continue to live just as they lived before, demonstrating that they have not taken up their cross and daily follow Jesus Christ. In the early Christian church, when people embraced Jesus Christ, they took up their cross. And the moment they were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they were in effect marks in an economy and a culture in which people had to say, Caesar is Lord, and they were saying Christ is Lord, and oftentimes they paid for it with their life. There was no easy believism about it. I've been watching some baptisms in churches that are very friendly to the culture, and it is not about being buried to your old life, raised to newness of life through his resurrection power. It is simply an exercise that we'll make easy and we'll market for you. And this is the unfortunate part of the modern day church. It is a market-driven entity rather than a Messiah-driven entity.
Yeah, and that, the easy believism and the non-lordship principle. But I just can be really confused about the doctrine of election, and it's also not taught very clearly, but John MacArthur has got such a heart for the Lord, and I think that's what he's saying. You know, look at your life. Has it changed? You know, I mean, not that we'll continue to sin. We're in a fallen world, as you said. But, you know, where were we at when that happens, you know, and do we see our lives like, I love it. I love the phrase one time I heard, I think it was Billy Ray Cyrus said, you know, I'm not the man I used to be. I'm not the man I used to be. Or how was it? No, something like I'm better than I was, but not as good as I want to be, or something like that. You know, God is working on me, and I am a work in progress. As the Lord says, I'll finish what I started.
Absolutely.
So I think that can be confusing to people when they hear the doctrine of election if they don't really understand.
You got it. You know what I got to understand right now is we're out of time. Unfortunately, I'm going to stay right here for an extra hour once we go off the air. We'll continue taking your calls. If you're hanging on right now, be patient. And if you want to dial in and ask a question, here's the perfect time to do it. Give me a call right now, 888-ASK-HANK. I'll be answering questions for the next hour right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So please give us a call at 888-ASK-HANK. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time with more of the show.
When was the last time you visited us on our website? It's easy to find at equip.org. When you visit equip.org, you'll find links that will instantly connect you with the latest that the Christian Research Institute has to offer. Seeking answers to your most pressing questions? Click on the Research tab, type in your keyword, and you'll find a vast array of information on your topic. Looking for books and materials you hear about on the broadcast? Check out our convenient e-store. Connect with CRI on Facebook and Twitter, or read Hank's blog. You can also listen to current and past Bible Answer Man broadcast. All this and more when you go to equip.org. Once again, the address is equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. Software programs to prepare your taxes, store and display photos, or create music playlists? Have you considered software for your Bible? GLOW is an interactive Bible resource that allows users to explore and experience the Bible in a whole new way. Imagine studying the timeline of Jesus' ministry, following Paul's journeys on interactive maps, touring the Holy Land, reading articles on marriage, money, and work, and creating your own Bible reading plan, all from one software program. You'll experience the Bible in a whole new way with GLOW, a Bible for the digital world, complete with over 2,000 high-resolution photos, 7,000 articles, 460 virtual reality tours, 147 maps, and timelines. You can order your copy of GLOW today online at equip.org or by calling the Christian Research Institute toll-free at 1-888-7000-CRI. As summer fast approaches, the clock is ticking on our fiscal year, which ends June 30th. With just a few weeks remaining in our fiscal year, we need to finish our year on budget.
No other live daily broadcast proclaims truth, corrects error, and tackles the hottest Bible questions on a daily basis like the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So if this outreach is important to you, or you have been equipped and edified by the daily teaching of the Bible Answer Man, we need your financial assistance so that we can finish our fiscal year on target. It's easy to get in touch with CRI. Simply call our toll-free number. It's 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also donate online at equip.org. And thank you in advance for your prayerful, generous support.